Hey, welcome. This lesson is called Creating Tension with Tonal Risers, Advanced Techniques for Drum and Bass at 170 to 175 BPM. I'm going to walk you through how to design a three-layer tonal riser in Ableton, how to map useful macros, resample and polish the result, and how to arrange it so it punches into your drop. Expect concrete device settings, rallyings, and practical teacher tips so you can drop this straight into your session. Let's get the energy rising. First, the big picture. We're building a three-layer riser that works across 8 to 16 bar build sections. Layer A is the foundation, a long, musically pitched oscillator stack that slowly slides up and provides harmonic lift. Layer B is the character layer, a spectral or granular harmonic slash formant motion that gives body and interest. Layer C is the high and transient layer, noise sweeps, reversed hits and short impacts that give the whoosh and attack. We'll combine them into a resampled audio riser, add delay, reverb and sidechain, and map macros for instant control. Before you start, set your session tempo to 174 BPM. Create a return track, call it R1, and put a glue compressor and a shallow hall or plate reverb on it for ambience. Send each riser layer to R1 at around 15 to 30%, so they all sit in the same space. Layer A, long tonal pitch riser. Create a MIDI track and load operator or simpler in classic mode with a saw stack. If you use operator, set three oscillators. Oscillator A as a saw at 0 dB, oscillator B as a saw detuned by about plus 8 cents and set its level around minus 3 dB, and oscillator C as a saw set one octave up with unison 2 and level around minus 6 dB. Give the amp envelope a slightly slow attack, around 10 to 30 milliseconds, and a long release, about 300 to 600 ms. This makes the sound smooth and sustained. For the pitch rise, option 1 is to draw MIDI pitch bend lane across a 16-bar clip that moves from 0 to plus 1,200 cents, that's plus 12 semitones. For musical motion, make the curve non-linear, ease in and then accelerate toward the end. A practical stage pattern is 0 at bar 1, plus 3 semitones at bar 9, plus 7 semitones at bar 13, and plus 12 at bar 16. Option 2 is to automate the synth's transpose parameter in arrangement view and use a curved automation lane to get the same effect. Add an auto filter set to low pass or band pass with resonance around 3.5. Start the cutoff near 800 Hz and automate it up to 6 to 8K Hz across the rise. Light saturator with soft clipping and a glue compressor with a fast attack will glue the layer together. Send it to R1. Layer B, mid-harmonic and formant riser. This is where you add personality. If you have live suite, use spectral resonator. Load a short vowel or aw sample into a simpler or audio track. High pass at 50 Hz with an EQ8, then drop in spectral resonator in harmonic mode. Set a bass frequency around your root, say 440 Hz or whatever your track uses, and automate a tune or resonator pitch from 0 up to plus 6, to plus 18 semitones across the build to taste. Increase the device dry slash wet toward the peak so the effect becomes more pronounced. If you don't have suite, use grain delay or sampler. Put a sustained chord into simpler and run it through grain delay with short delay times and some pitch change. Feedback around 20 to 40% for thickness. Add a small chorus or ensemble to widen and route a little to R1 and a ping pong delay set to dotted eighth with low feedback. Layer C, high noise sweep and reverses. Create an audio track with white noise or use operator with only a noise oscillator. High pass at 400 to 800 Hz depending on how much bite you want, and boost a band in the 2 to 5kHz range for air. Put an auto filter on this chain, start cutoff around 1kHz and open it quickly in the last 1 to 2 bars up to 12kHz with resonance around 4 to 5. Automate utility width from narrower to full stereo at the peak. For texture, add corpus or resonators on a subtle setting to impart a pitched ring, and apply a light redux for grit at the very end. Program reversed cymbal or plate hits so the reverse tail leads into the downbeat. Place a few reverses at quarter or eighth note offsets in the final bar. Stacking, macros and routing. Group the three tracks into a riser bus or group rack. Create four macros I recommend mapping right away. Macro 1. Global pitch amount. Map to layer A's transpose or pitch bend range and layer B's resonator pitch range, 0 to plus 12 semitones. Macro 2. Brightness. Map to layer A's filter cutoff, layer C's filter cutoff, and spectral resonator dry slash wet range, close to fully open. Macro 3. Width. Map to utility width and chorus dry slash wet range, narrow to Y. Macro 4. Reverb send, map to sends to R1. Automate these macros in arrangement view to control the whole riser with a single lane. Resampling and final polish. Once the performance and macros are dialed in, Armin Audio track set to resampling and record the entire riser. Freezing and flattening works too if you want to preserve device automation, but resampling gives you a single clean audio file to sculpt. On the resampled audio, set warp mode to complex pro if you might change tempo later. If you want a grainy glued texture, try texture warp with a large grain. Add a ping pong echo set to dotted eighth. Feedback 20 to 25% and dry slash wet around 15%. Put a reverb with a long tail and automate dry slash wet from 0 up to maybe 25% right before the drop so the riser washes into the impact. High pass the resample between 120 and 300 HE to keep sub energy for the drop. Use an EQ8 with a gentle slope. Sidechain the riser to the kick or main drop element using the compressor in sidechain mode. Ratio around 3:1, attack 1 to 5ms and release 50 to 120ms. Add subtle saturator drive of 1 to 3dB for presence, and finish with glue compressor for cohesion. Common mistakes and how to avoid them. First, don't let your riser steal the sub. Always HP the riser or sidechain to preserve the drop's low end. This audio version is shortened for playback.